This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Iran on Wednesday, the Palestinian militant group Hamas and Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard said in separate statements. Reuters' Leila Davies reports.
The news comes less than 24 hours after Israel claimed to have killed the Hezbollah commander it said was behind a deadly strike in the Israel-occupied Golan Heights, complicating chances for a ceasefire agreement in Gaza. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuhri told Reuters it is a grave escalation intended to undermine Hamas's resolve, adding that the group are confident of victory. Haniyeh, who is normally based in Qatar, has been the face of Hamas's international diplomacy as the war set off by the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October the 7th has raged in Gaza, where three of his sons were killed in an Israeli airstrike.
Reuters' Leila Davies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more information about Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas leader on Israel's hit list since October 7th, that was killed in an airstrike on Wednesday, age 62.
Ismail Haniyeh's death makes him the latest Hamas official to be killed by Israel since the Hamas-led October 7 attacks, while Hamas's Gaza leader, Yahya Sinwar, is believed to have been the mastermind of the attacks. Haniyeh, seen as a more moderate force in Hamas, lauded them as a humiliating blow to Israel's aura of invincibility. Michael Milchstein, a Hamas expert at Tel Aviv University, says Haniyeh had a commanding role in the group's foreign policy and diplomacy, but was less involved in military affairs. Haniyeh was also under the eye of the International Criminal Court, whose chief prosecutor sought arrest warrants against him and other Hamas leaders for war crimes and crimes against humanity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition said on Tuesday they have proof to show President Nicolas Maduro lost Sunday's election to the opposition candidate Edmundo González, as a major international observer concluded the vote was undemocratic. Diane To from Reuters reports.
Demonstrators packed the streets of Caracas on Tuesday, cheering for Venezuela's opposition, who said they had vote tallies to prove that President Nicolas Maduro had lost Sunday's election in a landslide, despite the country's election authority declaring his victory. Opposition candidate Edmundo González waved what appeared to be tally sheets at the crowds, alongside opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who was barred from running in the election but spearheaded the campaign for González. They said González had more than twice as many votes as Maduro in the presidential election, based on the 90% of vote tallies they've been able to access.
Diane To from Reuters. The son of a Mexican drug kingpin has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of notorious drug kingpin El Chapo, pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges days after an astonishing capture in the U.S. Guzman Lopez and Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a longtime ringleader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, were arrested by U.S. authorities in the El Paso, Texas area last week. The Justice Department says both men, who face multiple charges in the U.S., oversaw the trafficking of tens of thousands of pounds of drugs into the United States, along with related violence. I'm Norman Hall.
A large crowd of anti-Muslim protesters clashed with police on Tuesday in a northern English town where three girls were stabbed to death and five other children critically wounded during an attack on a Taylor Swift-themed event on Monday. Reuters' Leila Sharokashahi reports.
Three girls were killed and five other children were critically injured. Although police say that the attack was not linked to terrorism and the teenage suspect was born in the UK, far-right groups have stoked speculation that the suspect was involved with Islam. Violence erupted when several hundred protesters threw items at a mosque. The crowd also damaged police vehicles by setting them on fire and throwing bricks and garbage containers at them. Merseyside police say 22 officers were injured during the clashes. Police linked the crowd to the English Defence League, a group which has sometimes staged violent demonstrations against Islam.
Reuters' Leila Sharokashahi. The Olympic triathlons got underway Wednesday after days of delays and uncertainty over water quality concerns in the Seine River. Organizers said the latest tests of the famed Paris waterway showed compliance with quality standards. I'm Christina Menenti.